Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dolphins Jets 1 week from tonight, battle of losers. Who's going to win? Dolphins are favorites in that game. Have you seen enough from the Dolphins? Have you seen enough growth from week one to week three that lets you believe the Dolphins will hold court on Monday night?
You know, it's funny because I'm thinking in my head, well, if Tyrod Taylor starts, and then wait a second. He's played pretty well against the Dolphins in the past.
Yeah,
they might be better off if Justin Fields started that game. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter because we're having the same conversation we had before week one. Well, oh, it doesn't really matter if Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson starts. By the way, this guy right here, loud wrong about what Shane Steichen was doing there. He might have known a little bit more than we did by making the decision to resurrect Peyton Manning for the Colts through 3 weeks of the season. That was such a quintessential Jets loss yesterday. And I almost feel like I've experienced, not to that degree, but similar losses like that as someone who's followed the Dolphins for as long as I have. The jubilation and Aaron Glenn dancing on the sideline as Will McDonald's returning a block kick to win the game, and then Baker drives him down the field. I wish we had Baker. Baker's driving them down the field and they kick the game-winning field goal. I think that if the Dolphins play like they did in Buffalo, I think they are set up to win on Monday night at home against the Jets. I think that's a really tough loss for the Jets to bounce back from on the road for a second consecutive week, albeit both games in Florida. But I like the Dolphins here, but with how they perform the first 3 weeks, if they lose to the Jets, I mean, could just as easily see that happening.
And if they lose, do you have to do something if they lose? Like, do they have to make changes if they lose?
I think that they'll get through the first five games, right? If they are 1-4, if they go 1-1 these last couple here to the Panthers and the Jets, I think you probably really have to start looking at that. But as we've talked about, Stephen Ross does not really like to make midseason coaching changes. And if it comes down to, well, maybe they just were all wrong about Tua and they find a way to get rid of Tua and they want to give Mike McDaniel a shot with someone they think might be better, maybe that earns Mike McDaniel another season. If they play for him the way they played against Buffalo.
Dolphins fans don't want to hear that.
I'm just saying. I mean, Stephen Ross is a loyal guy. He doesn't like firing people.
Yeah.
And if, I mean, you guys said it after the game on Thursday, Mike McDaniel went into Buffalo and coached a really good game. And I think now that we're starting to see some of the limitations of Tua Tagovailoa, maybe becoming more clear-eyed about them, maybe the organization wants to give McDaniel a chance. If they are still playing hard for Mike McDaniel, like they did for Buffalo, even if they start 1-4, I don't know if they fire him midseason.
No. But he says,
with that being
like,
said,
he says now if they get like, if they get blown out at home in prime time on Monday Night Football against like Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor, different conversation. Then I think we have it.
I know. The coach just says you have to win games to win them. You can't win games if you lose them. We got to keep that guy around.
Yeah, I mean, is he wrong?
Well, name the falsehood there.
What I'm insane. Appel, with that being said, you have been a strong proponent of Tua Tagovailoa, and I wonder now, because you were a little down on him, obviously, the last couple weeks, and based on what you just said, I wonder now if you are on quarterback watch in NCAA. Like, are you paying closer attention to Nuss, to Lenore Sellers? Like, I just wonder if you've gotten there as a Tua fan. Doesn't mean Tua won't be here next year, but clearly the Dolphins, if they're going to do this scramble, we think at the top, might go in a different direction at some point.
I mean, draft for Beck. That's where I'm at right now.
What was it? Dreck for Beck?
Dreck for Beck?
Yeah, I got you. I'm just making sure I heard that.
Yeah.
Steer for Maneer. Mateer, what's his name?
Mateer, yeah. Close. Yeah. Yeah, man, like, what's there to defend Tua on right now? Like, I think you've kind of seen what you're going to – like, you've seen the best of that player, unfortunately.
It is like a fever dream. You can't do what Justin Herbert did at the end of the Chargers game yesterday.
No. And, like, the YouTube algorithm knows me well. They put up an hour's worth of highlights of Tua Tagovailoa from, like, a year ago. And it was like a fever dream watching him move around, watching how confident he was, especially in 23. But even, like, the first couple of seasons before Mike McDaniel got here, there were flashes. The Arizona game is one that I'd always talked about for a really long time. Dude was juking Buda Baker in the open field and picking up first downs with his legs. Like, I just think that we've seen at this point the best that we're going to see out of Tua Tagovailoa. And I don't necessarily think he's a bad player, but I just think that we have seen the best of him. And I know that's rich coming from me, because 4 weeks ago I was on here saying, look, it's simple. If Tua plays, the Dolphins win games. That's it. That's what happens. And I'm very wrong about this version of Tua Tagovailoa. I did not expect the drop-off to happen as quickly as it has. And unfortunately for the Dolphins organization, this is where they're at right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.